Time for a tale from the Story Stream on the ABC Listen app. Little personal stories from all around Australia. Lee Reese went from primary teaching in Brisbane to joining a cult in the USA.
We had looked at other cults and thought, well, we're not like them. You know, we're free, we're not brainwashed, we're not doing terrible things.
In 1985, the FBI are storming the base of the Ragnishi cult. Officers discover a bioterrorism lab and charge cult leaders of infecting hundreds of locals with salmonella. In 1983, Lee Reese is taking a big breath in and a big breath out. She's being reborn. Well, she's at rebirthing therapy. It's held at the alternative primary school she's teaching at in Brisbane.
There's certain music and you're being guided by the therapist to go back in time, and then through their clever talking, you find yourself feeling younger and smaller until you actually become the fetus in the womb again.
It is the beginning of a totally new life, far greater, far bigger, far more luminous.
That's the first time Lee heard the recordings of Bhagwan Sree Rajneesh, the leader of the Rajneesh movement, or cult. You might have heard of them referenced as the Orange People.
The Orange People, as they're called, are recognised in major cities from England to Berlin, from Copenhagen to Italy, and they're known as a religious minority and as savvy business people.
Middle-class Westerners were attracted to messages of freedom and openness.
Peace. A blissful attitude, a life lived as an inner celebration.
We were the post-war boomers, and we were the first wave of girls to be allowed to complete high school. You weren't thinking about the future. You were just thinking, wow, I've got a profession, I've got money, I've got choices. I want to explore, I want to see the world, I want to have experiences outside of my parents who didn't have those opportunities. I wasn't so interested in getting married, living in a brick veneer, having children, and I just thought there had to be more to life, that we must be born to do more than just procreate and live ordinary lives, I guess.
In the Christmas holidays of 1983, Lee went to visit the Oregon commune.
And that was a real turning point. It was life-changing, to say the least.
When Lee stepped foot into the mini-city that had been established by the cult, she felt great.
It's lots of excited people, laughing people, shiny faces, and a sense of I've come home, which you often hear cult members say they feel like they've come home.
Lee would go to daily meditations and talks led by the guru.
Everyone I've spoken to had the same sense that they had been called by him. They'd done his meditations, listened to his talks. There was a pull. He was calling them. And I felt the same. In the middle of a meditation, I just heard his voice saying, "Come on, what's taking you so long?"
In the cult, Lee was drawn to an irresistible promise.
There's a perpetual carrot dangling, enlightenment, spirituality.
As the Rajneesh cult gained momentum and followers, there were darker mechanisms at play.
Bhagwan invited the CIA and FBI onto the ranch, and what they found was highly sophisticated bugging of every building and every bus. And that was when we first started to realise, hang on, everything is not as it seems.
After a string of criminal charges directed at Rajneesh leaders, wiretapping, attempted murder, bioterrorism, the Oregon branch was eventually disbanded.
And it felt like a betrayal. Most people were just shocked and horrified, because we had looked at other cults and thought, well, we're not like them. You know, we're free, we're not brainwashed, we're not doing terrible things, only to find out that all of that was actually happening.
Lee's feelings about the Rajneeshi cult are complicated.
I have no regrets about it. I don't like what the organisation did that I didn't know about. I had very positive experiences in Oregon, except for that last one, when suddenly we realised, you know, things were not all right.
Lee was always yearning for something. She tried to find it by changing jobs, moving cities, joining a cult. And now, after all these years, she's got a clearer idea of what that something is.
If I look at my trajectory, there's so many twists and turns, but it's about self-acceptance and it's about caring for each other.
Lee Reese is now an artist living in Melbourne, and she still lives by the approach that landed her in an orange caftan halfway around the world.
I want to explore. I want to see the world. I want to have, you know, carpe diem. Grab life with both horns and go for it.
From StoryStream on the ABC Listen app, that was Lee Reese, and that story was produced by Elsa Silberstein.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.